The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
For the full episode of the Dennis Prager Show, go to Pragertopia.com, sign up, and become a full member. Hello, everybody. Dennis Prager here. There's a piece up on the website Study Finds. You can learn how to be happy. College class proves. So the only reason I'm mentioning now, this is not the happiness hour, that's tomorrow, but I'm mentioning it because I have written this, I wrote this in 1998, and happiness is a serious problem, and I have been broadcasting this for 25 years at least, and now a study from a university confirms it, which is fine with me. I want people to be happy. But I do want you to know that a lot of helpful things to be heard on this program. And it speaks about how critical friends and social life is to one's health and longevity. And that you should work hard to make friends. And remember how often I would say, you got to date for friends like you dated for a spouse? No, I just wanted you to have this realization here. There is a lot going on in the world that is troubling. Listen to this. One of the best-known operas ever written is Turandot by Puccini. Breitbart reports, woke metropolitan opera slaps trigger warning on Puccini's Turandot. It's rife with racial stereotypes. I saw it. It's like a mini thesis about how dangerous the opera is. The arts have been taken over by really, really bad anti-art, anti-truth haters. Sick dudes run our museums and our orchestras, and I am a fan of both, especially music. But it's so destructive. Almost every day I read of something like this. New York's financially struggling Metropolitan Opera has slapped a trigger warning on Puccini's Turandot, warning audiences that the much-performed masterpiece that is set in feudal China is, quote, rife with racial stereotypes, unquote. It also accuses Puccini of cultural appropriation, claiming the Italian composer borrowed and distorted Chinese music. What does that mean? What is wrong with that? He borrowed and distorted Chinese music. Yes, he probably Italianized or Europeanized Chinese themes. Why is that bad? If the Chinese took Western music and they sinified the music, would we have a problem with that? It might be beautiful. It might be terrific. Yeah, the arts world really produces bad souls. I mean, they already wrecked the arts themselves. How many years ago was it that I told you about the poop, the sculpted poop, yes, poop, exhibit in the Netherlands? A gigantic museum warehouse, or the space of a warehouse, had giant sculpted poops, and the New York Times reviewed it seriously. These are the people who are destroying. These are the leftists who run the arts world. There was another example. Literary magazine, it's from the New York Times, retracts Israeli writer's essay because staffers quit because they published an Israeli. Yes, this is the New York Times. An Israeli writer's essay about seeking common ground with Palestinians led to the resignation of at least 10 staff members at Guernica. Guernica is a literary magazine. This is the arts world for you. Like the fool who got the award and compared the Holocaust to Israel as a Jew.
For the full episode of the Dennis Prager Show, go to PragerTopia.com, sign up, and become a full member.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.